Today's podcast is an interview with Leslie Tabor, manager of the Norman Public Library, and librarian Stephen Streetman, also from the Norman Public Library. What can Norman Public Library offer OU students that OU libraries cannot?
I am a recent graduate of OU Library School, and I can tell you one of the things that I used the public library for while I was in grad school was non-academic reading. When I needed a break, when I needed something to entertain myself, that's where I went. Extensive collection of DVDs, movies, foreign films, classic films. There's downloadable audiobooks, ebooks. So all the kind of things that you typically aren't going to find in an academic library, you can find at our place.
For free. So, and we also have a lot of audiobooks on CD. So for the car trip home for the weekend, those are very popular. And then a lot of times people, they read things in the New York Times Book Review, or they've heard about this great new book like The Hunger Games, and obviously you can come to the library and check that out for free. But we're also happy to help with homework questions or getting to know Norman questions.
Are there any additional services that faculty may enjoy?
Everything that the students might enjoy, the faculty will enjoy also, but we would especially like to emphasize the downloadable audiobooks and ebooks. Any more e-readers are more prevalent everywhere. They may or may not be trying to incorporate them into their classes. The Kindle should be compatible with services like OverDrive later this fall. So lots of professors are kind of techies, and so we have lots of things to indulge that habit, as it were. You can download all these things and access them from your computer. So 2 a.m. in your pajamas, you can get the latest ebook or audiobook, which is great. And then we also try to think outside the box of traditional feeling library programs. So we do have lecture series like our Great Decisions, which is a series of foreign policy discussions. We actually do involve the OU community in those. So they're an opportunity to learn more about the world around us in a non-academic setting.
What programs and activities do you have for adults?
We have five now book discussion groups. We have one that meets just about every week of the month. Those range anywhere from 10 to 30 people, depending on how long the book group's been established. So that's a thing that is very, very popular among our patrons. And we've got a brand new business discussion group that just started up not too long ago, which focuses on business topics, managerial type books, things like that, which is picking up some steam. We have adult video gaming programs periodically. We have a really popular teen gaming program that's been going on for a few years, and some adults said, hey, why don't you do that for us? And so that's something that happens probably every 3 or 4 months. That, again, is kind of taking off. In recent months, we've had Zumba classes. Some of that's contingent on the availability of teachers to come and do that, but we have a big meeting room that we just clear all the tables out of, and people can come and, have plenty of elbow room to jump around and do that.
For those of us who don't know, tell us what Zumba is.
It's kind of the hot Latin dance-themed aerobic class exercise. You have a leader up in front, and there's, really high-energy music going on.
And I would say that most of our bigger, more public events are for all ages. So when you say adult, or you say children's, or you say teens, we want everyone. We want families, we want neighbors, we want friends to come in and have fun together.
Tell us about activities specifically for children.
If a child wants it, we probably have it. One of the neatest things about working in a public library right now is that the face of public libraries is changing. Whereas before, they were these very sort of staid, almost stuffy, very quiet places, they're more and more becoming community centers and social spaces. So a children's department is a place where a child and their family can come, and they can do everything from pick out a storybook or enjoy a story time. Or we have a program called Melody Hounds, which focuses on rhythm and movement, which is really important for kids' development. We also have, rocking chairs where people can just sit and read a book with their child. We have critters. We have hissing cockroaches and frogs and gerbils, which I give a wide berth to. But lots of programs that, again, reinforce the value of literacy skills in young children, and the thought that if they learn those and learn to love those, they will be lifelong learners. So multiple story times and other types of programs throughout the week.
And our children's librarians also do a good job of getting out in the community. They do a weekly story time at the Sooner Mall. They even, for a while there, we're doing a thing on Saturdays where they take the city bus and do story times and give out donated books to kids. And of course, with the summer reading program, they go out to all the different schools, and to promote that, usually around May is when they start to promote that. And then that's always one of our biggest things. We have hundreds of kids come and sign up to set their reading goals from all levels.
What teen programs do you offer?
There's all kinds of stuff going on for teens throughout the years. I mentioned the gaming programs, not just video games, but also collectible card games, things like Yu-Gi-Oh! Or role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons. Those are regular things that go on. They've been known to do the occasional movie mystery overnight lock-in kind of thing. Just this past summer, we did a Muggle Fest. I think it was the third one that we had done. You know, celebration of the Harry Potter series, the final movie. We drew between 2,500 and 3,000 people to that. It was a really big event. You know, anytime our teen librarian goes around to the schools at the beginning of the summer, people are always asking, you know, are we going to have another Muggle Fest? I think that was probably going to be the last one with the end of the series, but who knows? You know, I'm sure there'll be a big reunion tour.
In our podcasts over the past year, we have highlighted some of Norman Public Library's displays. Will you tell us about the process that goes into choosing the display?
It's definitely a group effort. We have several display areas within the library. The first that you see when you enter the building, we have six large glass display cases. And those usually feature large programs that we're focusing on, like the Hispanic Festival or Muggle Fest or Train Days. So those generally are reserved for library-centric sort of programming ideas. As you go into the library in the children's, adult, or teen sections, we certainly try to highlight new books, so that would be new arrivals, new to the shelves, bestsellers. We also try to highlight if there's a specific month. For example, this is yoga month, so we have lots of yoga things up. We're also celebrated the return of all the students to OU and therefore OU football. So we had a huge football display that was really popular with lots of people, and they wanted to know where they could get their own display like that, and we had to explain that we made it ourselves. And then we also have a really neat program, which Stephen actually helps organize, which is called Staff Picks. So much of stuff in libraries is about relationships. So people have their favorite librarian, their favorite person they look for, and naturally they want to know what that person likes to read or what they like to watch. So it gives the staff an opportunity and then the public an opportunity to get to know people better and say, I never would have pegged that his favorite book was Little Women.
Talking about me specifically, but...
I know you have a book sale a couple of times a year. What type of items do you have for sale?
The book sales, by and large, are driven by donated books, but we get books in all kinds of conditions. You know, you get diamonds in the rough on occasion, and there's a lot of popular stuff that's in good condition and stuff like that. But the book sale, the big book sale, is coming up in the middle of October, and that's something we always get a lot of questions about. It'll be the weekend of Friday, October the 14th through Monday, October the 17th. There's a Friends of the Library members pre-sale on Friday. That's always really popular. We have a lot of people who join the Friends of the Library just so they can get in there and, you know, get the cream of the crop there. And there's still plenty of time to join if that sounds like something the listeners are interested in. The members pre-sale is on Friday, and then the general sale is Saturday and Sunday. And then the bag sale is on Monday. That's always really popular from 3 to 8 on Monday. You come in, you pay $3, and the friends give you a bag, and everything you can stuff in that bag, you get to keep. And even the collectible stuff and the better books are half price that day. So at some point during that weekend, you ought to be able to find something that that you want. And again, it's based on donations, so it's not necessarily just books. We get record albums. We get old video cassettes. You know, we get CDs and instructional kits and audiobooks and stuff. So there's all kinds of stuff. But that's coming up October 14th through the 17th.
And how do you become a friend of the library?
You come by and you fill out a form. You can either call our switchboard at 701-2600, and they'll connect you with us at the information desk, and we can help you with that. Or you can come by the library anytime we're open, and we can get you a form.
You mentioned gaming. Do you participate in National Gaming Day at the library?
As of right now, we don't have a big celebration about that, but if there's interest, we're always open to new ideas. I actually came from Syracuse University, which has one of the leading gaming experts, Dr. Scott Nicholson. So I'm very familiar with gaming in libraries. It's a really neat idea. Obviously, it depends a lot on what your resources are and what the interest level is. But if that's something that people want, we try to give the people what they want. So I'm personally terrible at Mario Kart. I prefer the dance games, but we could probably get something together.
What volunteer opportunities do you have for OU students?
We would love to have OU students. So if someone is looking for volunteer hours, they're looking for a project to implement. Right now, we have an OU community scholar working with us. He said, you know, I really need to get some experience with program planning. There's really no better place than a library for that, so he'll be with us for the semester. Obviously, we have a library school here at OU, and we're happy to give as many people as possible experience. But if you're just looking for a way to give back, if you enjoy teaching, if you enjoy tutoring, if you enjoy meeting new people or children, we can always plug you in at the library.
And if you just like putting stuff back on the shelf, we can always use help with that, too.
OCD people are welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for your time. This was very informative.